B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:43. It is Monday, November 27th. National Chocolate Milk Day. Sign me up. I can't remember the last time I had chocolate milk.
I can't do
that. Don't you love that as a kid? Nestle's Quick. Were you powder? Guys, were you powder or the syrup?
Fun fact.
Yeah.
I did not like chocolate milk growing up.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's not so fun.
No, but it's like really off-brand for me.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like it.
Do kids still drink chocolate milk?
Probably, but
I used to drink it all the time. Sure. But the best chocolate milk is the chocolate milk you get when you finally get to college. You can those giant
batch of milk
cold
that come right out of like the spout.
Oh, you mean,
it's amazing.
The greatest thing ever.
Wow.
Oh,
put it on your
so
cereal.
Cold.
That was good.
It was the best.
We had that in the Navy too.
Did you?
Yeah, it was. It was great. the good old days. But your food was much better, I'm sure.
The milk was good, all right?
Okay, fine. Anyway, so a lot going on today, guys. Pay attention. This is huge. Okay.
I
need you to pay attention.
Okay.
Okay, starters. Your 80s artist of the day is going to be Genesis today. So, you know, on the even hour starting at 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., listen for the cue to call. $500. Boom, done. Ooh. But we're not done. Because this week, you need to be listening for the Bon Jovi playback, double playback, okay? Or as Brian likes to call it, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, running back to back.
Running back to back.
So when you hear that running back to back.
Yes.
You hear it play twice. As soon as you hear the first note of the repeated song, Living on a Prayer, then you want to be caller number 10, and you'll win tickets to the Patriots.
Wow.
So you need this number big time today, 888-410-1057. So we're doing that all week.
Wow.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, playing back to back.
Okay.
It's all powered by Cavendish Farms, by the way, the official French fry of the New England Patriots. Now, for another chance to win, if you want to be at the game, right, Sunday night, just go to WROR.com and sign up to win there.
Wow, so many options.
Did you pay attention? Okay. That's all right.
Don't ask me to repeat anything.
I will not ask that. We have no repeats here. Okay, good morning. It's 5:46. Going to be 77 today. Surprisingly warm. 56 now. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Monday. It is September 27th. Yeah, the Pats lost. But so did Tampa. So that makes it feel a little better, right?
Great. Angry Tom Brady.
Yeah. Now I know he wasn't motivated enough. So we'll check that. LBF. And also on how you could be at the big game coming up.
All right. 56 degrees in Boston. New York is declaring a state of emergency due to today's COVID vaccine mandate. All hospital and nursing home workers risk losing their jobs if they don't have at least one shot. This is expected to create staffing shortages. The first of two families, of Afghan refugees have arrived in Massachusetts. More than 150 are expected to arrive in the state between now and March. State lawmakers are working on a bill that would provide access to health insurance with MassHealth. 9 people are injured following an escalator malfunction at the MBTA Back Bay station in Boston. The escalator headed up from the lower level to the street, apparently reversed and started going down. And a pair of Michael Jordan's used underwear is heading to a new home. The light gray pair sold Saturday night for $2,784. A dry cleaning tag attached to them says that they were clean, but the auction listing says they show signs of definite use by the basketball legend.
Wow. He was dry cleaning his underwear?
Well, that's Michael Jordan money. In sports, the Patriots are still without a home win.
They better be. He's a Fruit of the Loom guy, right? Or Haynes.
Haynes, I don't know him.
Yeah. They better be.
Maybe.
We need to find out.
The Patriots are still without a home win after falling to the Saints 28-13 in Foxborough. The Red Sox were unable to avoid the sweep after falling 6-3 to the Yankees in Boston. And weather today, sun and clouds and 77.
Gorgeous day yesterday for football.
Not a gorgeous
game. Not a gorgeous game.
Yeah, well.
They couldn't hang on to the ball. It was terrible.
Gee, yeah. I know. I was so sad.
Did you watch
it.
Any of the game?
No,
yesterday?
I went and got pumpkins.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Yeah, that's what I do. Football. I'm like, bye.
Did Dave watch football?
Yeah.
You watch the football? That's good.
Yes, well, watch the pleased. Football. It starts like at 9 with the fantasy football show, and then it never ends.
That's great. That's a fun day right there.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the pumpkins, I'll stay home. Brian, yep. How the roads look?
They're a Jordan brands, just so you know.
Ah. Well, at least they're, you know. He stayed in the family.
There you go. Okay. Wired.
Don't forget, we are going to play Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. So if you hear it back-to-back, right?
Okay.
That's when you need to be caller 10 for tickets to the Patriots, just like that, versus Tampa Bay. Okay?
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
So we'll play Living on a Prayer, and if as soon as it ends, it starts again, call.
Okay.
888-410-1057. Could happen anytime today.
All right.
Got that?
I got it. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Some exciting one. Yeah, please jot that down.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a new SuperStart battery built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Okay, LBF, what do you got? What's so cool you got to share with the whole class?
I know how much you love feminist call to actions. And so I'm going to share the newest one.
A feminist
call to action.
Call to action. I would just say this. Be careful with this story.
I'll be careful. You be careful.
I'd like you to be gentle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Right. Brian, what do you got?
Do we have new footage of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster?
Okay.
So fascinating.
That's next.
That's pretty neat.
And I'm going to tell you, eat those pickles. Eat your pickles.
Okay.
If you know, they come on the side and you just eat your pickles. I'll tell you why you should.
I'm
do.
I'm the one.
Do you eat your pickles?
Everyone gives me the pickle.
So you're pickle. You get the pickle. Wow. Everybody gives you the pickle. That's good to know. If we're ever having lunch, LBF gets the pickle. Okay?
Nope.
Yes.
I'm not getting mine.
Oh, well, thanks. All
I'm
right.
going to tell you why
yours.
You should keep your pickle. Next. Okay, go,
all right,
LBF.
The feminist call to
be
action.
Be gentle.
All right. Calm down. We're going to be safe here.
Yeah, heck of a segue.
Some feminists have been calling for a new term to replace the word virginity.
Huh.
Partially because that word has been built up to frame female sexuality as a treasure that can be taken or lost. Proposal? Replace virginity with sexual debut.
Uh-huh.
I like it. It has like a sort of show tune.
When did
of
you make your
theater.
Debut?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not asking you, but I mean, that's how it's going to be.
Right.
It's like, wow.
Like, yeah, like a debutante ball.
Wow. But here's the catch. The problem here is for you, feminists, that you are, which I applaud you for that.
Thanks
by the
so
way.
Much, Bob.
Because the patriarchy must be shattered.
Yes.
So a man can be making his debut as well.
Yes,
right?
Everyone gets to debut.
So it's
everyone
for everybody.
Gets their chance to debut.
Come on.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, we should stop. That's good. Action.
Okay. So many comments that I can't say.
I would not, Brian, if I were you. I would
No.
Keep it buttoned down. All right, good, LBF. Let us know how
how it catches on.
Yes, if it's going to be future way of saying the V word. All right. Well, no, that.
I got it.
Okay, good. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Wow. All right, so a British outdoorsman was paddling through Loch Ness over in Scotland. He was doing this long-distance charity canoe trip, and he was kind of vlogging along the way. He took videos of everything, and he had a drone. So this one night, the group of canoes and kayaks beached, and he sent the drone up to get some footage, and he posted a whole long recap of his trip, and somebody was watching it. He originally posted on September 1st. After about a week, someone said, "Hey, check 4 minutes in at the water's edge. The ripples look like Nessie." And this guy has said, the last thing I want to do is make a Nessie claim, but he fast-forwarded and rewound. He's like, I don't know. It looks like something. It kind of takes the shape of a prehistoric plesiosaur.
Plesiosaur.
I will post the video.
How old is this plesiosaur?
Stop it. Stop it. Please and thank you.
Yeah. Brian, where are you going to post this?
I will post the link right below this if you're listening to the podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, check WRY.com. I will put up the Nessie
look,
video.
How's it look to you?
It looks like there's something under there.
Really?
You can see the shape. Okay. But it also, there's a wiggle in the video that makes me suspicious.
Okay. Mythbusters.
Yes.
Okay.
Could be, check it out.
Could be
a plesiosaur.
I would stop over there. All right. Here's the deal, guys. If you're having lunch today, don't toss your pickles. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever you do, eat your pickles, because people who have an increase in bad bacteria in their gut also are likely to have high levels of depression and anxiety. And if you eat your pickles, studies have shown that one of the best things you can do is take probiotics, right, to increase good bacteria. And pickles have tons of them, okay?
Really?
Probiotics. So you can find them in a lot of fermented foods like pickles, yogurt, kombucha. Is it kombucha?
Kombucha.
Yeah.
My kids drink that stuff.
Yes.
And sauerkraut. But yeah, pickles, which is just easier than you're not always going to have all the other stuff around so much. Okay. But pickles have high contents of probiotics. So it's good, the good bacteria.
Good to know.
Don't throw out the pickles. Okay?
Never.
I know you wouldn't, because you're the pickle catcher. Right?
I'm
out.
Listen.
No, I mean, if no one else wants to eat the pickles, you toss it to LBF.
I'd rather talk about the plesiosaurus.
please don't. I'd rather talk about the Patriots. Now, listen, it was not a good game yesterday. Nothing seemed to work. And they get a redo. It's going to be Sunday against Tom Brady, who didn't have a great game either. You could be there, and I'm going to give you multiple chances to win. I'll tell you how to do that next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thank you for starting your Monday with us. First day of the last week of September.
Yeah.
Here we go. That was fast, wasn't it?
Too fast.
Jeez. You know, if only January could pay attention to September.
I
and
know.
Move along. Right? Move along, but it won't. All right, so the best part of the season, of course, is football. Now, sure, the Pats didn't have a great game yesterday. Let's just say the way it was.
Yeah.
Just couldn't catch anything. Couldn't get any of the breaks. And the Saints got all the breaks. So that's that. I asked Friday if the Patriots were looking past the Saints. And I said, say it ain't so. And he didn't think they were looking past the Saints to Tampa. But I don't know. Maybe they were.
It's like going out on a date when you know the next week you're going to run into your ex. So you're only like just saving up all the good.
That's true.
Outfit and everything and like the good hair for the next week.
Maybe that's what it was.
And
LBF.
Just like, whatever. I don't really care about this guy. It's fine. And then you're just like on to next week.
A better date.
Well, that's how I feel.
Well, yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Analysis.
I hadn't thought about that. You broke it down.
How many people will do that?
You broke it down better than Zoe did. Zoe didn't pick up on that.
He didn't.
He thought they were going to be focused against the Saints, but apparently we weren't. So anyway, Sunday night, you could be their big game as Tom Brady comes back to town. And, you know, we want it, they want it, and we know you want it too.
Yeah.
I mean tickets.
Yes.
So, okay. Yep. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets all week. We're going to play Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. So as soon as you hear the double play, okay, one doesn't count. It's got to be a twofer.
Okay.
So we're going to play it, Living on a Prayer. And when you hear it start again, all you got to do is be caller 10 at 888-410-1057. Boom, you're at the game. Just that easy.
That's amazing.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, double play. So that could happen anytime this week, okay?
Wow.
While you work. Okay, LBF, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Okay, space travel.
Mm.
Who's going to be the oldest person to do it? And it's actually pretty appropriate.
It really is. I think it's his final frontier.
It is his final frontier.
I really think it should be.
Okay, I'm going to tell you who's going up in space soon.
I think we just did. But anyway, that's
fine. Well, some people who aren't
Star
nerds.
Trek
fans. I can't wait to find out who it could be.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, Brian 528, how are the roads Monday morning?
Check your ride, brought to you by Audible.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1057 WROR 80s and more. That's Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. You're listening for Living on a Prayer back to back. So that's what you're listening for. When we do that, you just be caller 10. You'll get some tickets to Sunday's game against Tampa. Meanwhile, LBF has got your dirty laundry.
Meanwhile, yes, I do. Okay, you ready?
Yep, ready. What do we got?
You know what this
space
is.
Space. The final frontier.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be shot into space?
Captain Kirk?
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, not so.
Yes, right. William Shatner is going to outer space next month. I'll pause him.
Yeah, we get it. Bill.
He's going to climb aboard Jeff Bezos' space machine there.
Uh-huh.
At 90 years old, he's going to be the oldest person ever to go into space.
He's going to go try to find Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, because didn't they shoot Roddenberry into outer space?
His ashes are already launched into space.
Really?
Yeah.
By whom? Elon Musk?
It was years ago, yeah.
It's like a satellite mission. They tossed him out. Hey, while we're here, toss out Gene Roddenberry, the producer of the show.
Right.
Okay.
So, are you a Star Trek fan?
Yeah, it's moderate. I've watched
moderate.
Them.
Moderate?
Yeah, I'm not a freak. I mean, like,
okay, all right.
A trekker.
All right.
Or a trekkie. No, the trekker.
Sorry,
you're
the freaks out there.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, I saw them.
I never got into it.
I liked them because now they're campy fun. They're just great. Yeah. What they thought technology was going to be.
My favorite episode was The Trouble with Tribbles because it was like the cutest episode. And I
didn't like The Trouble. I think they jumped the shark when they did Troubles with Tribbles.
There you go.
See what I mean?
Hey.
It's not as serious as it used to be.
Oh, yeah. I know. It
you
was
lost
so
me there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the freaks hated that one.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. You
hey,
know.
Wedding Crashers was on this weekend, or we watched
every weekend.
It's, you know what? Watching that is very funny. It really stands up.
Sure does.
But unfortunately, Wedding Crashers 2 is halted, and you can blame Disney because plans for the sequel stopping Owen Wilson's commitment to Disney's new Haunted Mansion movie is making it not happen. I don't know. I guess Owen, Vince Vaughn, Rachel McAdams, and Isla Fisher were all set to return. That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. So I guess what happens is if Owen Wilson is doing Disney at that time, that's the only time those other guys were available.
Right.
Then they scatter, and he's available. They're not.
That's it, and they're going to be too old.
And that's it.
Next time around.
Funeral Crashers. I'm telling you. That's the one they got to make.
Oh, yeah. Timeless.
Yes.
Perfect. They can wait another 5-10 years.
Yeah. Will Ferrell is Chaz.
Producer. Genius.
They're almost too young to make it now.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, there's going to be a little time lapse.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Good stuff. You
thank
done?
You. I am.
I love it. Great report. It had everything. It was a freak show.
Yeah, really.
Okay, good, LBF. Yeah, I think Owen Wilson's going to be on Saturday Night Live. He's going to be first time he's ever hosted it.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem funny? Is that how he talks?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a wow thing.
That's right. I forgot about that. Okay. Wow. 6:43. Hey, so much going on. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to play Genesis, give you the keyword to text in for $500, your 80s artist of the day. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Boston's own Billy Squire and the Stroke. 6:58, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, don't forget, we got tickets to the Patriots. I'm going to tell you how you can win those all week long coming up. But first, LBF has the latest. What's happening?
All right, it's 56 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Law enforcement around the country are preparing for what's being called Patriot Shutdown, the protest event being promoted by some on Facebook and TikTok calls on truck drivers and other motorists to shut down traffic on interstates and other roadways today in protest of COVID vaccine mandates. The first two families of Afghan refugees have arrived in Massachusetts. More than 150 refugees from Afghanistan are expected to arrive in the state between now and March. State lawmakers are working on a bill that would provide access to health insurance with MassHealth. A nonprofit group is suing the state and multiple school districts, alleging that the mask mandates for school children are illegal. A court hearing on the injunction is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. And Broadway's biggest night is in the books. Moulin Rouge took home the biggest prize from the first Tony Awards in 27 months. It won Best Musical and 9 other awards, and Best Play went to The Inheritance. In sports, the Patriots are still without a home win after falling to the Saints 28-13 in Foxborough. The Red Sox were unable to avoid the sweep after falling 6-3 to the Yankees in Boston. Weather today, sun and clouds and a high of 77. Coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry, Brittany bugged the new revelations about how they were keeping tabs on her. It's weird.
Yeah, no, it's when your daughter's your cash cow, it's not going to be good.
No, it's
right?
Never good.
Okay, Brian, 5:59, how are the roads this Monday?
We've got a...
Okay, so this week, you need to be listening all day, because when you hear Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer back-to-back, or as they say, running back-to-back.
Okay? Running back-to-back.
When you hear that start for the second time this week, there's double plays. All you got to do is be caller number 10 at 888-410-1057. And you get tickets to the game, okay?
Cool.
Back to back. Also, if you have won another chance to win, just go to WROR.com. Sign up to win there. Just put your email in. You can do it in less than 10 seconds.
Cover all your bases. But that's the wrong sport,
yeah.
Right?
That, we
okay.
get it.
That's all good. Right. Okay.
That's good. You're in the ballpark.
Almost got there.
Kind of. Okay.
Wrong ballpark.
But, you know, you're there. Anyway, so that's brought to you by Cavendish Farms, the official French fry of the New England Patriots.
More 80s, more variety.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 7:14, sunny today in 77. Surprisingly warm, because it was really crispy this morning, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Feels like autumn. It is. And 64 tonight, 72 tomorrow. It is 56 in Boston. Ah, it feels good. So, we were just talking off mic. A TV commercial came on, and my daughter said, you know, we've never been there, Dad, to this place.
Uh-huh.
A restaurant.
Yeah.
And I said, are you sure? We've been to so many. How could we have never taken you there?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mentioned it to you, and you say you've never been there.
Never been.
How is that?
I just never went, and my... parents never took me.
You sure you've never been?
I'm positive.
Wow. Brian, have you been?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I haven't been there in a while, but I've been.
Okay.
So I need to find one because she wants to go, and it's oddly something she needs to check off her bucket list.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel the need.
You don't feel the need to check it off your bucket list? Maybe you did. Maybe you've been there and you forgot.
No. Maybe I would, though. Mm. Given the opportunity, maybe I will.
Okay, let's play a guessing game. Brian and I have been. You've never been.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been, Lucy's probably never been.
No, she's never been.
But Dave's been.
Probably.
Probably been. Okay.
Yeah.
And Brian, you've been.
Yeah.
But your kids have never been.
I don't think so.
You guys want to play a guessing game?
Yeah.
See if our listeners can tune in.
Okay.
Okay, where are we talking about? What restaurant has LBF never been to or my daughter's never been to? One of them feels cheated, one doesn't.
Guess which one doesn't.
Okay. Let's see how long it takes folks to guess. 888-410-1057. Just let us know what restaurant you've never been to. And I think you should. I think
you
we
do.
Can fix that.
You really do.
We can fix this.
Okay.
We sure can. All right, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can get a guess for that. Here's Rick Springfield. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Monday. It's 7:19. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Just having fun today because I was watching TV with my my youngest, and she said, Dad, we've never been to this restaurant. So and I feel like I've cheated her.
Yeah.
Like I said, are you sure we've never been? No. And I'd like to go. And I told you, LBF, and as it turns out, you've never been there.
Yep.
I'm shocked. Okay.
Really?
I really am shocked. Let's take some guesses. 888-410-1057. Hi, what restaurant do you think it is?
I'm guessing it's going to be a chain, so maybe Red Lobster.
No, not the Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Okay, try again.
Yeah, I know you do.
ROR. Let's see. ROR, good morning. What do you think?
Hooters.
Hooters.
Oh, Hooters. I've been to Hooters in Jacksonville, Florida.
How long did you work there?
How do you look in orange? She looks good in orange. Thank you. All right, bye. ROR, what do you think it is?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheesy. No, it's not it.
That's not it, but I...
No, you've never been. Oh, ROR, which restaurant do you think it is?
How about IHOP?
IHOP. No, not the IHOP.
I have been to an IHOP.
You've been to IHOP.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, not that. Yeah. All right. No, nobody's guessed it. I'm really surprised. Hey, Richard, what restaurant do you think it is?
Is it Golden Corral?
Oh, we've been there. We've been there. You never been there, LBR?
No, I've never been to a Golden Corral. I gotta really step up
missing.
My game.
You know what you're missing?
You think I'd be thinner?
Well, I'm not saying anything. Okay, Diana, what do you think?
Yes.
What restaurant?
The Olive Garden.
Now, LBF, I know you've never been to the Olive Garden.
Never been to the Olive Garden either.
But I've taken my family there.
What a dad.
Hey, they wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go. You got to find out
endless
for yourself.
Bread and salad.
Don't sleep on that, right? Okay, Bob, what do you think?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. We've been to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I think I've been to a Cracker Barrel.
Have you been to Cracker Barrel?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. I'd like to see the receipts please. Not so
I'd
much.
Like my dad.
That's not it, though.
Not
thanks, Bob. All right. ROR, good morning. Susan, what do you think it is?
Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, I've been over the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, we've been
there. That place is fun.
Yeah, we used to go to the one in Burlington Mall. It's closed.
I don't even know if there are anymore, buddy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they used to be one. And
all right, not it though. Thank you. All right, Rob, what do you think?
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. No.
No.
I'll just say this: my girl, this one's a vegetarian, so she ain't going to Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's gonna have the Roadhouse all blues. Right. But, all right, let's say
they give you free peanuts, though.
Yeah, that's true. Jasmine, what do you think it is?
Denny's.
That's
you
it.
Got it. Denny's.
Yay.
They've never been to a Denny's. My daughter and LBF.
Dave's been to a Denny's.
Well,
I just
neither have I.
You
neither
haven't?
Have
oh my God, we
no.
got to take you girls. All three of you need to go to Denny's, and I'll even pay.
Good.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not paying.
So, Jasmine, where are you from?
I'm from Roxbury.
Roxbury. All right. So, LBF will pick you up. And there's only one in Nashua. So
Nashua, go all the way.
You guys
way
got
to
a road trip up there.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll get the Grand Slam-a-roo, which back in
what
the
is day. What is a Grand Slam-a-roo?
Well, you want to hear the Grand Slam? Jasmine. Check this out. Now this might entice you, a throwback commercial.
Once again, Denny's Grand Slam breakfast is at the remarkably low price of $1.99.
Wow.
And just look at all you get. Two large fresh eggs, two juicy sausage legs, two strips of sizzling bacon, and two pancakes with hot syrup and butter.
Yeah.
The Grand Slam breakfast, once again, at the remarkably low price of $1.99 this month at Denny's, where you'll like our prices and you'll love our food.
I remember
24
that.
24 hours a day.
Remember the Grand Slam?
No, I remember what your like prices and you'll love our food.
I like that price. Jasmine, are you in?
That's good. I'm in.
All right. We got to go to the Grand Slam, though. So, as it turns out, Brian, there's only the one in Nashua. That's the only one.
There are some in Jamestown, Rhode Island.
Worcester. I think there's one out in Worcester.
Oh, we'll have to find one.
Fun fact, you know, Bob.
Yeah.
When Richard Gere and Cindy Crawford got married in Vegas.
Mm.
At the Sin City Chapel, they celebrated afterwards at Denny's.
Boy, that's classy.
Isn't it?
That is classy.
That's why I thought Denny's was too good for me. Too good for me.
Jasmine, what do you do? Why are you up so early in the morning without having breakfast? What are you doing?
I'm a pharmacy technician. I work over at Boston Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow. Yay. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold because, I mean, I got to make sure you have at least one Denny's experience in your life, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right. You stay right where you
I appreciate
are.
It. We love you guys. We listen to you guys every morning. We love Super Smart.
Oh, that's
well,
true.
You know, I'm hoping to be a contestant one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Sign up.
Well, Jasmine, I'm going right. to put you on hold, but I'm telling you, I am going to pay for your Grand Slam. Is it still $1.99, Brian?
Yeah, that's, he's going to send you $2.
No,
yeah.
I'm not. I can't.
$2.
No. Jasmine, I'm going to
send a self-addressed stamp envelope.
Jasmine, you
Bronson.
And a date will I be able. I'll pay for the date. Okay.
$4.
Now, who are you going to take with you, Jasmine? Who can you take with you to Denny's if we spring?
My husband, David.
All right, look at that.
The Davids are the best husbands.
Yeah, you hang on.
They are.
That's
they
my
are.
Dream, Bob's. All right.
Oh, boy.
Jasmine, hang on.
Oh, boy.
You know, how to lose a listener in 5 minutes, please. She likes us.
She does.
Yeah, don't change her mind.
Wait till she gets that $4.
No, no, it's on me.
There you go.
All righty then. Hey, don't put Jasmine on hold before she... changes your mind. All right, morning court's coming up. Brian Bell, what's on the law docket today?
No, no, I just handed you.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. Thank you. Brooke is going to be calling us. What's Brooke's issue again? Smelly coworker?
Yeah.
Always a classic. Smelly coworker.
Always a classic. Always a
right?
classic.
Well, it's something
sometimes
we've
yeah.
dealt with since right. the cave, you know?
Right, a smelly yeah. coworker in the cave.
Yes.
You're like...
Right.
Exactly. you.
The nose knows.
Ageless, timeless morning court coming up in
so
12
simple
minutes.
A caveman can do it.
That's right. So
oh my God.
Brooke's on hold. So is Jasmine. Brian, check the traffic,
boy.
Please. Yeah.
Traffic is really increased into the Denny's in Worcester. This is brought to you by Audible.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Morning Court is in session today, and joining us is Brooke from an undisclosed location. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So, undisclosed location. It's you have an at-work situation that you're calling about. Not from work. We want people to know. Okay. So what's happening?
Okay. So I work in a call center in town, and there's this college kid who, you know, he sits next to me, and here's the problem. He smells. Okay. And it's not just that. He wears the same clothes every single day of the week, and his hair is never brushed, and he shaves, okay, maybe once a week. He just looks disheveled and dirty and just unkempt.
Well, that's not good for you. Now, you said that most we can say is a call center, so I'm assuming you're pretty close by and you can't avoid this.
I cannot. Literally, we're maybe 6 inches apart.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
God. I don't mean to laugh. Okay. Anyway, so what's going on as far as anybody else noticing, the boss or anybody else?
No. Okay, the boss doesn't notice because, you know, he's really punctual. In fact, he comes a little bit early and he leaves early. So the boss never sees him, you know, but you still have to smell good.
Yeah.
I mean, you have coworkers.
Right.
And I feel bad because, you know, he confided in me one time and I know he has some family problems. And I think his father actually just died.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and he lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there might be some depression going on.
Right. So you gotta tread lightly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say anything that's too lighthearted about it if he's going through some issues there. But so what? I guess the obvious question is why not just go to HR and let them deal with it if you have an HR.
Well, I mean, he needs the job. I mean, we both need the job.
Right.
And I don't want to do that to him. I don't want to embarrass him. He's actually really good at what he does when I hear him on the phone with customers. And, I mean, frankly, if he leaves, then we're going to have more work to do because we're already short-staffed
Can't
as it is.
Workers.
And
yeah.
I just I don't All know right. what I should do.
Well, Brooke, okay, so let me ask you. Brooke, mm-hmm. on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very pleasant, a spring meadow, okay? 10 being a junkyard, okay, dumpster fire. Like, where is he in the 1 to 10 scale?
I mean, he's a 10 for sure,
okay.
In my opinion.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Wow, like seagulls fly over his head.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
That's not good. Now, I had to ask because we need to get...
Well, like, yeah, because you're doing research.
Well, no, some people have sensitive smell, and maybe what she is picking up, other people wouldn't. But
no, but she's like,
I don't think you'd miss this. Okay. All right, Brooke. Okay. Well, thanks for coming to Morning Court. Again, you don't want to go to HR. You don't want to lose his job. And if he does lose his job, you got to pick up his slack. What to do about the coworker with the malodorous smell? That's the question.
High five vocab.
Well, you know, I have to try to impress when I can.
Okay, thank you.
You impressed, Brooke? No, I can't. Brooke, you've come to the court of public opinion. Stay tuned. We're going to get a lot of calls. All right, so be listening, and let's see if there's anything that helps you. Okay?
Thank you.
888-410-1057. She seems very nice, Brooke.
Yeah.
It's not fair to her.
It's not like she's being mean. She's just being like, hey, dude.
We've all been there. There's always that person that, you know, we've all dealt with it. And it's Brooke's turn. So we'll see if we can help you out. Okay, Brooke? Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Conundrum, right?
Conundrum.
I think so. Now, it's again, doesn't want to get him fired. So she can't go to HR and say, hey, he needs to be. Is something she does on her own? Somebody else do it? Nothing? Move? You know, it's all kinds of questions you have. 888-410-1057 for the coworker who should be heard but not smelled.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't that the old saying? Not so much. Okay. All right, let's help Brooke out. Morning Court in session. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today. Brooke calls. She's got a guy she works with. She feels kind of bad for him because apparently he just lost a parent.
His father.
His father.
Yep.
And maybe he's kind of let himself go a little bit. He's just not showering. So he's not really pleasant to be around.
Yeah, Steve Jobs never showered either, but...
Yeah, but he was the boss. This guy's not the boss.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So what should Brooke do? She doesn't want the kid to be fired, or words, but she can't go on either. So let's get some advice. 888-410-1057. So let's start with Lisa. What do you say, Lisa?
Well, I think that Brooke obviously cares about this young man, and she recognizes that he's going through something. So I say invest a little money, put together a little gift bag with the bar soap, some cologne, some deodorant, and write him a nice note. Just say, I know you're going through some things. I don't know if you've realized this, but you've let yourself go.
Oh, my God.
And you need to work together, but sign it.
But subtle. You've let yourself go.
Her.
Right. No, I like the idea. But the messaging is got to, we got to work on the messaging.
Finesse it a little.
Finesse the messaging,
work
Lisa.
Work on the message a little bit.
Yeah.
But make sure she signs it and he knows it's from her.
Yeah.
And that she cares.
Not a bad idea. Not bad. Thank you, Lisa. We'll pass it on.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, Jody, you're in a similar situation, you say.
Yes. So and one of the girls actually bought a wash bath and filled it up with hygiene products and detergent.
Yep. So now let me ask you this, Jody. What? How did they? Okay, that's all good. But what do you? Was there a message or anything?
Nope. But the guy stopped telling.
No note.
No note.
Just leave.
Oh my God, I would be horrified.
We just left him a nice little laundry basket filled with different items.
Did things change? Literally,
oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, well,
yeah.
That's an idea. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah.
All right, Jody. So that's two people who want to leave gift boxes and miss the mystery prize, right? You'd be horrified.
Well,
if you didn't know who sent it.
You'd be horrified, but, you know, it would fix the problem. I feel like the best way to do it is for a person to go to him personally, like, hi, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're a little rank, and here's what you can have. Because then it's like,
again,
then it's,
we're gonna work
then it's
on
over.
The, right,
like,
the
you know what I mean? Like,
you're a little rank?
Yeah, well, it's better than an anonymous thing, because then you just walk around and think, oh, my God, who did
everybody
this? Who
did this? Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think we're circling the problem. We're not there yet.
Yeah,
who wants to get too close to it?
That's why we're circling. Okay. 888-410-105. Let's help Brooke out. She doesn't want the guy to get in trouble, but she's over it, right?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Super Smart, our player today from Beverly Hills. It's Nina. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
From Beverly Hills, huh?
I wish. Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, wouldn't Beverly, it? Mass. Oh.
Today.
Okay. Okay.
Not bad.
There's some hills in Beverly.
There's some farms in Beverly, and that's fancy.
You got that right. Nina, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Nina. Brian tells me you got your hand full at all day, pretty much, with kids. What's going on?
So I'm a behavioral therapist. I specialize in autistic children and young adults. So all day long, I am working with these amazing kids and young adults and teaching them valuable life skills and social skills, and been doing it for years, and I absolutely love it.
You That's sound
awesome.
Great. Wow. We just have a really good vibe about you. I love it. So I want to see if we can get you $1,000 today, Nina. You know how it works. You get all of LBF's questions correct. You'll win $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, just say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Here we go. Nina from Beverly. Let's play Super Smart.
What is 9 minus 3?
5. Oh, no, wait. 6.
Who is the Patriots' starting quarterback?
Yeah.
When is Halloween?
October 31st.
An octopus has 8 tentacles. How many does its relative, the squid, have?
12.
What is the normal body temperature of a human?
98.6.
What is the winter sleep of bears called?
Hibernation.
The website Goop is run by whom?
Cap.
What's the capital of Utah?
Ooh, pass.
What are the first names of the Hardy Boys?
What's the
game Patience is also known as what?
The Quiet Game.
Who is the Patriots' starting quarterback?
Pass.
Who, the website Goop is run by whom? Oh.
We're out of time.
I actually admire you for not knowing it.
For not knowing Goop?
Honestly,
yes.
I was like, I don't want to make a test again.
You know what? It's fine.
It's fine.
You got 4 right. You passed a lot. And here's what you passed and missed, Nina. Here we go.
The Patriots starting quarterback, Mac Jones. A squid has 10 tentacles.
Close.
Close, yeah. The website Goop is run by Gwyneth Paltrow. You're not missing much. What's the capital of Utah? Salt Lake City. The first names of the Hardy Boys are Joe and Frank. And the game Patience is also known as Solitaire. But you know what?
Oh.
It's a Monday. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The thing is... LBF's childhood crush has a birthday today.
Yeah, Sean Cassidy is 63.
Yeah, he was a Hardy Boy.
If you have Apple Music or Spotify, download some of his songs.
I definitely will. I have to
trust me
to your
on
crush.
This one. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Nina.
Got a pass.
Another pass. Nina, you should have passed on that one, too.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, that's all right. Nina, we got to listen. You didn't win $1,000 today. That's okay. But you did win a pair of tickets to see Steely Dan at the Orpheum Theater. That is Saturday, November 20th. Tickets on sale via livenation.com. You deserve a break. Go enjoy the show. It's Saturday night. Come on.
Oh, awesome.
You can break away, right?
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to ask you who you're going to take. There you go. Just for Nina's like, can I? Are we done? Nina,
yeah,
we are
like,
done.
Please, yeah. For the love of God, I got to go run and listen to some Sean Cassidy.
Oh, God.
Nina, have a great day. Thank you. Thank you for playing. She's very sweet. Okay. Yes, it is Sean's 63rd birthday.
Yeah.
Remember that? Hey, Deanie.
You know what? I liked his third album called Under Wraps, just FYI. So good. Taxi Dance. Okay. Such a great song.
We're done. So listen, if you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com. Sign up there. Do the home version of the game, too. It's fun. You'll just get an idea of if you are indeed super smart. And then sign up to play.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:09. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
So glad you don't have the password to the music computer.
I know, right? Oh.
Okay, this is brought to you by Audible.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 8:25. Morning Court's in session. And we spoke with Brooke about 45 minutes ago for her dilemma at work. And we've all been there. But she's got a bad case of it because there's some extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
But either way, the situation stinks. Am I right?
Yes.
Here's what Brooke had to say.
There's this college kid who, you know, he sits next to me, and here's the problem. He smells, okay? And it's not just that. He wears the same clothes every single day of the week, and his hair is never brushed, and he shaves, okay, maybe once a week. He just looks disheveled and dirty and just unkempt. I feel bad because, you know, he confided in me one time, and I know he has some family problems, and I think his father actually just died last year, and he lives alone, so there might be some depression going on.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound good. She doesn't want to get him in trouble, doesn't want to, in her words, go to HR because she's afraid it'll be a strike, right? You know, one strike, right? Two, three, you're out. So she's looking for like a gentle approach to get the point across to her coworkers. So let's take some advice. First up is John. John, what would you say?
Yeah, give the guy a gift box.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy where I worked. He was a 15. I mean, he was bad.
Okay.
If you have all your employees, or if you do it yourself, just take a box, put a bunch of stuff in it, put a lid on it, and write on it, there's an invention called soap and water. You use it, it makes you feel good, it makes other people feel good.
Do you work for Hallmark, John?
You don't sign it, but he doesn't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, but he knows what the message is. Thing. He gets the message. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, John. 15.
Have a good day. I love you guys. I turn you guys on at night when I go to sleep, and you wake up with you guys in the morning. You guys are the best.
Oh, that's
that,
so
John?
Sweet. Thank
Dear
you
John.
So much,
that's
John.
That's awesome. Thank you, John.
You guys have a good day.
You
Stay
too.
Safe.
Bye-bye.
So what advice do you have this morning, Kate, for Brooke?
Well, I feel like she sits right next to him, and it seems like she, if he confided in her, she already has a little rapport with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that she should just confront him and tell him that he comes in a bit disheveled, and he could be a little bit neater, and he may want to do something before upper management speaks to him.
Kate, I like it.
I like it, too.
You know why
personal.
I like it? It's personal, and you're acknowledging that he's going through some
something.
Stuff.
Yes, you
not
sound nice.
Not just your rank. I mean, that is not,
well,
right?
No, I was just trying to wrap
just
it up
disheveled
quickly.
Disheveled is a, yeah.
Better word
than
your
rank.
Disheveled
is a little bit
better
rank.
Of a word. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're an HR person, Lisa?
I am an HR person. Okay. I really would encourage her to go to HR. HR is not going to fire him for that. They're going to very kindly and tactfully have a conversation with him, particularly given that he's an outstanding employee. He does a really great job, and they're short staffed.
And he's going through
problems.
That
takes it, yeah, exactly. And it takes it out of the hands of people who care about him sitting next to him and don't want to hurt his feelings. But that's what HR is there for, and that's really the best.
You know what, Lisa? You guys, HR is always getting a bad rap. You guys are the boogie monsters. People are always, oh my God, HR.
The boogie monster?
We're like the boogie
you mean
monster.
A boogeyman?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Trying to not put a gender on it.
Oh,
good job, Bob. Way to go.
Yeah,
smash the patriarchy.
I'm smashing the patriarchy.
See? Thank you.
Man, expect more from you, LBS.
Sorry.
Are you available for a meeting later? Yeah. A co-worker who can be irksome.
We can very tactfully and kindly have that conversation.
Yeah,
sure.
We can have a conversation. She's irksome, Lisa. No, but thank you. We get the point. Very good.
You're welcome.
We'll pass it. Have a great day, Lisa. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
You know, seriously, that's good advice because people are always hesitant, reluctant to go to HR because you think that's going to be the beginning of the end. Yeah. But listen, other people have noticed that his, right, malodorous scent.
Malodorous?
Malodorous. Mal's bad. Right? Mal is bad.
Okay.
Okay. So other people have noticed, so it wouldn't necessarily be her who went to HR.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Plausible deniability.
You live by that.
You must have
that. That is your...
Yes.
Yep. That's your live, let, love... whatever.
Live, love, laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is plausible deniability.
Yeah. So you've got that going for you. You go to HR and they'll take care of it. No one has to get fired.
Look at that.
So I like it. Thank you. They're not the boogie monster after all.
The boogie monster.
I think. Brooke, you're going to be okay. Look, your heart's in the right place. And that's all that matters. Yeah. And there'll be a gentle approach for a young guy. And maybe it'll be the beginning of good things. Mm-hmm. Are we going to bang the gavel?
Bang it.
Three times?
Yes.
I'd like it. There it is. Case closed.
Now, if you could just solve the case of the irksome coworker.
Well, that's that's next.
That's up to you, Bob.
Well, when's HR get in? Okay.
That boogie monster.
Oh, well, you know, fine. It's 8:31, and we're just having some fun, aren't we?
We sure are.
Yes, we are. Now, what do you say about dirty laundry?
I say Britney Spears and being bugged by her dad.
When you say bugged, we're talking...
Not irksome bugged. We're
spied
talking
on.
Spy.
FBI stuff. All right, that's coming up next. Right now, it's the Cars Magic. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunday today, it's 77. Unexpectedly 77 today. It felt still kind of crisp out there, right? But it's going to be 77, 64 tonight. Right now, it is 60. But we got to do the laundry. It's been piling up all weekend. Here's LBF.
Okay. What is happening with Britney? Part 372. My gosh, this woman has been, I think, really abused. But before I get to that, I'm excited to announce that William Shatner is going to go into outer space. Do you want me to play that theme? I got to find it first.
It's his final frontier.
It's his final frontier because, and this is what it's going to sound like when he goes up with Jeff Bezos. Although, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's space.
I can't find it.
That's all right. We get it.
Anyway, he's going to go out with Jeff Bezos next month. He's going to be the oldest person who... flies in space.
Would you do that at 90?
Yeah, why? Well,
you know, you have less to lose, I suppose, at 90, but every day counts. You know?
I know. It's so interesting that, like, people who are 90 drive slow because they have the least amount of time. But anyway, my point is that he's going to be launched into space with Jeff Bezos on that Blue Origin rocket.
Would you go on that Blue Origin rocket?
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to go to, like, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Driving.
Brian, you'd go.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be in a capsule with William Shatner.
Oh, I would.
That's who I want to be.
Yeah, right. Not Jeff Bezos.
Captain Kirk. Oh, yeah, wow. Bezos can stay home.
Yeah. I think he'd be fun to talk to.
He's not driving it anyway.
He's got
to
do it soon.
Who, Shatner?
Yeah.
Oh, he better.
Yeah, so in the next month.
Captain Kirk.
So, anyway, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's not good, Britney Spears' father. Oh, a new documentary on Britney Spears says that her dad, Jamie, had her mobile devices encrypted so he saw all her ingoing and outgoing texts and emails. And he also bugged her bedroom so he could hear what went on in there. That's messed up. It's a new Hulu documentary called Controlling Britney Spears. And it's truly shocking. This guy who worked for a security firm called Black Box claimed that Jamie hired them to spy on her. First, they set up that system on her phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then he set up a listening device in her bedroom. And he was said he was once ordered to destroy some of the recordings that were made because it was stuff they didn't want anyone to hear. But he saved it because he worried it could be, quote, evidence. He didn't say what was on it. It's just like... awful, the whole thing about Britney and the conservatorship and the
it's
way that
creepy.
Yeah.
He's the dad and she's.
But anyway, this goes on. Like the other thing too is I was reading about this a little bit, but this sort of stuff goes on a lot with people who they've who can actually take care of themselves, but because there's money involved and because...
Let me ask you this. Now, would he be as interested if she wasn't Brittany with all the
bank? Exactly. And knowing that...
No.
Yeah, she probably had some troubles when she, you know, after she got a divorce. And that he took advantage of that for his own monetary gain. And he's her father.
He's the boogie monster.
He is the boogie monster,
he
Rob.
Is. Okay.
The boogie monster. So funny.
Well, it could be. It's the one.
It's a boogie monster.
Is that it?
That's it.
Good report, Elvia.
Thanks.
Very
Sorry
good.
I didn't have that sound for you.
No, that's okay. We get it. It's Star Trek. Space. Final Frontier.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, we get it. Hey, listen, here's what you got to get is, in case you missed it, we're going to do the Bon Jovi double play all week. Now, we play Living on a Prayer not once, but twice.
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 Okay.
Two mints in one. Okay?
Double.
Yes.
Double mint.
Double mint.
You hear? Your pleasure.
We're going to double your Bon Jovi pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, you hear it twice, Living on a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you be caller 10 at 888-410-1057, and you get tickets to the game.
So if you call when we play it just once...
Yeah.
You'll just get me answering the phone very irritated.
You will be.
No, this is only the first time.
Yeah, but you know, call the
running
second time.
Back to back.
They'll run back to back. So you hear the second time it plays. It'll be just
you'll
like
be
that.
Like, what? I just heard this song and they're playing it again? That's crazy. Not crazy. Call.
Right. And you get tickets to the Patriots.
I messed you up because I actually knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, that is unusual. But anyway, so Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Double play could happen anytime. Be listening. Okay, Brian, let's get a look at the roads at 8:39 this Monday morning.
All right, let's wrap this up. Brought to you by Audible.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Going to be commercial free for 2 hours coming up, but make sure you work with us all week because we're giving you chances to win tickets to the big game next Sunday night. And that, of course, is at Gillette Stadium. It's the Patriots versus Tampa Bay. Brady back in town. I think, Brian, how many yards away is he from setting the all-time passing record?
I believe 68 yards.
68
so
yards.
So that's probably going to happen.
So that's 80K. I mean, that's how many miles is that? He's thrown for like 20 miles.
So long.
Crazy. Okay, so be listening for the double play of Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, okay? Not once, but twice. It's when that second time it starts again, back to back.
All right.
Okay? That's when you want to be lucky caller number 10 at 888-410-1057. You're at the game. That's it.
Cool.
Boom. So you got that going for you. And if you want to sweeten the odds, just go to WROR.com. You can sign up there because folks are winning online. All you got to do is just give us, you know, 2 seconds of your time.
Huh.
Plug in your email and your info so we can get a hold of you and let you know you won.
We just really want to give away these tickets.
Along with our friends at Cavendish French Fries.
Love French fries, especially those.
Well, they're the official French fry of your New England Patriots.
Wow, then I got to go to a game.
Well, you should think about doing that.
Yeah. You know, if not for nothing but the fries.
Oh, well,
get some fries.
I'm here for the fries. That's what I'll say.
Okay, well, Kevin. Sounds like your butler.
You toss that football around. I don't care. Just bring me fries.
Yeah. You thought Cavendish was a butler.
I did. Yeah. It'd be better if a butler brought me the fries.
Cavendish fries would be great. Okay, so we're giving you 2 chances to win, but be listening for Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. That's back to back, and then like I said, go to WROR.com. Sign up to win there, too.